Stand by for action.
I didn't kill him. I didn't.
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend. The legend of
Awesome Log.
Defender of the universe. A mighty robot. Loved by good, feared by evil.
All commercial television and radio transmission facilities throughout the world will be tied into my communication system by 1000 hours Friday. At that time, I will state my intentions for the future of mankind.
We'll be back after these messages.
KTVU for Thursday, October 30th, stereo version.
Al's House of Meat, 2222 on the Sirloin Strip.
Fine, we're going to play that back now.
Did you hear that?
What?
Something on that tape when it ran backwards.
What are you talking about?
Run it down again. Now play it backwards.
That child is a child of evil.
I don't believe it.
You never sounded so good.
I'm serious. Play this backwards and you hear evil messages. Play the rest.
We're going to play that one back.
There it is again.
Don't start.
I mean it. Play it backwards.
Last night he murdered his parents. Tonight his targets are his aunt and uncle.
Doesn't it bother you that evil messages creep into our commercials when you play them backwards?
Stranger things have happened.
Play the rest.
Little Damon is all grown up. Too bad for the cause of good.
You're not going to play the rest?
Look, I rent this studio by the hour.
What is it trying to tell us?
The lady.
There are enough Yeti outfits and supplies here to equip a small army.
Death Wish 2, 2, Wish Death, 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 Death Wish 2, 2, Wish Death. Death Wish 2, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
You've painted up your lips and enrolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadows on the walls tell me that the sun is going down. Ruby, don't take your love to town. He warned me that started that old crazy Asia war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And it's true, I ain't the man, Ruby, that I used to be. But Ruby, I still need some company. I know it's hard to love a man who's legs are bent and paralyzed. In the wants and needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard him say, till I eat around. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. She's leaving now, but I just heard the slamming of a door. You know, I've heard it slam 100 times before. If I could move, I'd get my gun and put it in the ground. Ruby, don't take it up to town.
Another mystery. Good morning.
morning, Chip.
Morning, Deputy.
Kid just called in and said he'd be late. Springfield bus from Cleveland broke down just outside of Cleveland and won't be in till 11 o'clock.
Well, I guess you and I can handle what little business we get here in Springvale until then. Oh, Sheriff's Office. Speaking. James Coburn shot. Be right there.
Sheriff, the bullet entered his right temple just over the eye, passing through the head and made its exit from the back of the neck.
I knew this would happen to James.
You knew this would happen, Miss Alice?
Yes. You see, Sheriff, some man in Cleveland had attempted to blackmail James because of an earlier romance, and James had threatened to turn the blackmailer over to the police. Because of that, his life was threatened. I had him come here to Springville to hide out for a while.
Deputy, have any strange men been reported in town the last few days, or have you seen any suspicious characters that might have been trying to locate James Coburn?
Oh, haven't heard of a soul, except some bum that must have dropped off a freight. A short, swarthy-looking guy.
That sounds just like the Cleveland man. James described him to me one day.
Don't recall anyone saying he'd inquired about Coburn.
Mm. James always seemed like a pretty upright man to me.
Well, James was a very quiet man, Sheriff. He was just unfortunate enough to have been tied up with this affair in his youth. And then this gangster had to try a shakedown on him and ruin all our happiness. We were to be married. We were going to be married tomorrow and go to Cincinnati to live. James had a job offered him there.
I'm sorry. This has been a shock to you, then.
Yes, it has, Sheriff. James had written me last week. He asked me to come on the 8:30 bus today. Then we were going on to Cincinnati this afternoon. Oh, I was so happy. I packed all my things and left Cleveland on the bus early this morning. I rushed right out here only to find him dead. Oh, if only he'd gone to Cincinnati months ago as I begged him.
It would have been just the same, Miss Alice.
Well, it couldn't have been. He'd have been safe there.
No. No, you'd have tracked him there and murdered him just like you did here.
Do you know why the sheriff accused Alice of murdering James Coburn? In just a moment, we shall find out. But first...
Alice, James Coburn was shot by someone facing him as he sat in the chair. Obviously, someone from whom he didn't fear violence, therefore not a man. You were the blackmailer, if anyone was, Alice. He probably laughed at your threat today, went back to reading, and you shot him. You said that you arrived this morning at 8:30 on the bus from Cleveland. You couldn't have. That bus broke down, and one of my own deputies is still stranded outside of Cleveland on that bus. Come along.
Got a guy, the sweetest guy you ever did see. Oh, me, oh, my, to think that he is crazy for me. But every time I get him far away from the crowd, instead of sitting on the sofa, he keeps shouting out loud.
Oh, I wanna go on a wing, ding, 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 tonight. I wanna go on a wing, ding, 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 tonight. Nothing like it, just you try it. Once you try it, I bet you buy it. Come on, let's go on a wing, ding, ding, tonight.
We have a date together every Saturday night. Can hardly wait until he's here and holding me tight. He puts his arms around me and my life is complete. And then I hope he'll pop the question, but instead he'll repeat.
Baby, I wanna go on a wing, ding, 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 tonight.
Oh, no, not
again. I wanna go on a wing, ding, 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 tonight.
You and your wing,
nothing
ding, ding.
Nothing like it, just you try it. Once you try it, I bet you buy it. Come on, let's go on a wing, ding, ding, tonight.
Surely make him say when. He ate an awful lot, then he shut up like a clam. And this is how my honey got himself right out of a jam.
Oh, I wanna go on a wing, ding, 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 tonight. I wanna go on a wing, ding, 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 tonight. Nothing like it.
I guess I'll try it.
Once you try it,
I bet I'll buy it. Come on, let's go
on a wing, ding, ding, tonight.
Ja, då är det dags för en liten paus då. Jag gör som jag tänker äta lite bilar här så. Hmm. Men nu kör vi igen, tycker jag.
Must replenish my strength, my powers with rays of the sun.
We are graveyard tramps. We rise from our graves to make men our slaves.
When guys climb in our coffins, they never come back.
When the moon comes up, we'll take you down.
We get our hands on every stiff in the joint.
Graveyard Tramps. Rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
Awesome log.
I predict paste on bikinis for you girls and clamp on bikinis for you men.
I've just perfected an electronic hair bat analyzer which may hold the key to this baffling question.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. Hydromatic overdrive, four on the floor. Push-button windows, push-button doors. Double-barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly illogical. Take the case of modern man. He works all his life, gives it all he can. Saves all his money, works overtime. Pinches every penny, banks every dime. All he can think about is money, but you know that he can't take it with him where he's going to go. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned. For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally, completely, absolutely, irrevocable, highly illogical.
Darth Vader, och han är efter mig.
Vader tog sikte och var klar att skjuta när ett rymdskepp med en sträck ner över dem. Och Darths jagare virvlade långt ut i rymd. Det var Han Solo i Falken.
Okej, du klarade dig denna gången.
Men nästa röst som Luke hörde var Ben Kenobis.
Använd kraften, Luke. Låt den styra dina handlingar.
Luke blundade, koncentrerade sig och fyrade av protontorpederna. De flög direkt mot avloppskanalen och när han svängde bort exploderade dödsstjärnan i ett eldhav. Tack vare Han Solos hjälp hade Luke fullgjort sitt uppdrag och de blev båda hyllade som hjältar när de nådde välbehållna tillbaka till rebellernas bas. Prinsessan Leia hängde medaljer om halsen på dem medan rebellsoldater applåderade. Luke Skywalker hade nått sina drömmars mål. Nu var han ledare för rebellernas otröttliga kamp mot kejsardömet.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.